This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Le'ilu Nishmas Chana Bas Reb Avrom, Mrs. Chana Klein.
Well-known Gemara, tradition of Mem Tesem Adais. If somebody is Makadosh Isha, Al Menos Shani Tzadik. Makes a condition. You can make a condition in the Siyans. I'm Makadosh you on condition that I'm a Tzadik. And he's not known to be a tzaddik, or rather he's known to be a non-tzaddik. We are choishish. Maybe, shema hirat shiva v'libo. Let's imagine a scenario. A man, a chusin, a nebucha, not yet from chusin, before the chasin in the morning, he goes into a goyish restaurant, a trifle restaurant, he sits down, the kovet is chasin, he eats a hearty meal of ham, oysters, crab, I don't know what, and walks out with a big smile on his face. He walks to the chasna and says, "Harayat mekadesh today, I'm lo shani tzadik." And we say that she is sufik mekadeshes. Who knows? Shem heratshiva believe. Maybe just before the chuppah, he said, "Heratshiva." Just shows derech agav. You can never judge somebody else. So maybe heratshiva. You never know. Just shows you can never know what goes on somebody else's heart. It might seem to be a rush of gemu. We are choish of kedushin. This is from 250 years ago, the Duvid's father. He writes that if a person said, "Almanosha ni tzaddik gumer," then we're not choish of kedushin. He might be a tzaddik. His hirat shiva will bring to the level of a tzaddik. But tzaddik gumer means something more than that. Even if he has a hirat shiva, there's a seid of kapura you have to go through. And until he has a seid of kapura, he's not called a tzaddik gumer. He said, therefore, if he went through Yom Kippur, he went to the restaurant for his Siddur Mafsekas. And then, since then, we haven't seen him doing anything wrong. And he went through Yom Kippur. So we are choshesh, Shem Hirachim B'Deboi. And he's a Tzadik Gomer. But Stamazoi, a Tzadik Gomer has to go through Yom Kippur. The Baal Shiva has to go through Yom Kippur to be a Tzadik Gomer. If so, it's very important for us to know exactly at what point in Yom Kippur is the Kapura. Is Yom Kippur Mechapa every part of it? Let's say he was Makadosh Isha in the Hafsukah, 12 o'clock in the morning, or 1 o'clock in the morning. He then said, "Al Moshani Tzadik Gumer." The last time we see him doing Avedis was Erev Yom Kippur. He's had 12 hours of Yom Kippur, and now he says Tzadik Gumer. Can he be a Tzadik Gumer? Is it possible that Kapur was part of Yom Kippur? Do we have to have the whole Yom Kippur? At what point Yom Kippur is Mechapa? We'll see that there's really five possible answers to this question. It could be that the beginning of Yom Kippur is Mechapa. As you enter, in 1 minute of Yom Kippur, you got a bit of Yom Kippur, Kapura. It could be that only the last minute is Yom Mechapa. It could be that you need the whole of it, from the beginning to the last. After a minute will be, if somebody did a very middle of Yom Kippur, if you need the whole of Yom Kippur, you'll have to wait till next year. It could be that the first minute of the morning of Yom Kippur is Mechapa. We'll soon see why. So we have various options. Now let's look at the Makodesh. Gemara and Shvi'is Daf Yud Gimel. We know Rabbeinu HaKodesh had a gavaltige chiddush. Yom Kippur is Mechapa because Rabbeinu HaKodesh even without Shiva. Wait a gavach. According to Rabbeinu HaKodesh, every Yom Kippur, all the non-from people of the world have Kapura, without Shiva, nothing. In other words, if somebody never ate chumetz and Pesach, and he managed to survive till after Yom Kippur, he won't get kurus. If he died before Yom Kippur, he'll have kurus. But if he survives till Motzi Yom Kippur, he won't have kurus. So the Gemara, Moide Rebbe, there's one exception to this rule. One chi of kurus, Yom Kippur will not be mechapa. But kurus the yima. If he eats in Yom Kippur, he will have kurus. Why? The ilay temahucha, kurus Yom Kippur, the Rebbe lesbei. There'll never be every time he eats a Yom Kippur, it's Yom Kippur, he has a Kapura. So, Eibazoi, there's no Metzias in the world. The Torah said that somebody eats a Yom Kippur, he gets Kurus. How? He's eaten Yom Kippur. A minute later, Yom Kippur, he's finished, all Kurus. Must be that this is exception to the rule. Chumetz and Pesach, Chalev, and other Chel Shabbos, he'll get Kurus. And Yom Kippur is Mechapa. But for eating on Yom Kippur, or for doing a Mluch on Yom Kippur, there's no Kurus. That means that's an exception. So, Rashi. Got the print here, the Rashi print is Rashi. Kuras Yom Kippur, less than Rebbe, it's me. It doesn't hold a Kuras. That's possible. Yom Kippur, Lomak, Kuras, Achmon, Yom Kippur, Kuras. Bishlam, Mesh, Akris, when it comes to Pesach, There's kuras if he doesn't survive the Yom Kippur. The ima is koydim akapirim, lo yechpa, so he'll have kuras. If he'll go through the Yom Kippur, tak en lach namah, the Yom Kippur will wipe away the kuras. Aval halach lomali, ki uval alayim chapalayim yoyma, in Yom Kippur alayim, as a machta malucho, he eats, he's got kapura immediately. So there must be this exception. So come on, no, alum aloy, why do you say that? It could be, kegoyin du uvat belayim yemis, maybe the Torah, when the Torah says that if somebody eats in Yom Kippur, it's Chayav Kuras, he ate at night time, and the Kapura only happens in the morning, and therefore he has less Kuras. And look, if he eats in daytime, it's Takanut Kuras. But if he eats at night time, there's Mishkach that goes with Belal, you miss. And Rashi says, why? Because the Pusik states, Ki Bayoyim Hazei Chapei Aleichem. So according to this text in the Gemara, the Kapura only happens in daytime. So he doesn't have kapur at night time, and he can have kuras for that. So according to that, if he eats in daytime, there's no kuras. Rashi states in Pusik, even if some eats in daytime, he also have kuras. He ate, in the middle of eating, he choked and he died. There's no chance for Yom Kippur to be mechapur. Whilst he's eating mamish, seems to be that certainly Yom Kippur can't be mechapa at that moment. When he's finished eating, 1 second of Yom Kippur will be mechapa. But if he chokes whilst he's eating, in Amma, he eats into Shkia Sechama, from before the Shkia into night, and there's no regular Yom Kippur should be mechapa. There's another Gemara Krisis. So from this Gemara it's mashma, that every minute of Yom Kippur is mechapa. Because the Mura seems to say that this man will eat in the middle of Yom Kippur and he'll survive a minute later, he won't choke, he'll have kapura. Even though he hasn't had the whole of Yom Kippur, because he only ate in the middle of Yom Kippur, he doesn't need to wait for next year, his mashma, every minute of Yom Kippur is mechapa. More krisis. Chai v'chatzuos v'ashomois. Now we know if somebody eats chaylev, because that is chaylev, he has to bring the chatos. Chaylev. If he eats two, he also brings one. One chatos for two. But if there was a yediyah ben tai, he ate a stick of chaylev, and then, oi vay, I ate my chaylev. He's already chal, as chal on him a chi of a chatos. And if he eats another stick of chaylev afterwards, shoyguk, he has to bring two, because the chi of chatos already been chal, the yediyah machalpos. Chatos, shumas, same thing. Chay v'chatos v'shumas, vadu en shuvel en yom kepirim, the Yom Kippur has passed through, he owes a chatos. He was over, let's say, a chal Shabbat b'shoigig, the Shabbat before Yom Kippur, Shabbat Shiva, he switched on the light, he's chayav a chatos. He didn't manage to bring the chatos before Yom Kippur, even though he's had kapur Yom Kippur, he owes a chatos, or Oshom, whatever it is, he has to bring it after Yom Kippur. Oshom tuli, a person has eaten something, and after he realized, oh yeah, this is a sufik chaylev. Sufik chaylev, you have to bring Oshom tuli. Chayav Oshom is tuliyen, p'tirin. When he goes to Yom Kippur, if he didn't bring his Oshom Tuli before Yom Kippur, then he's put. Mishabu biyud asufa kabayle biyam akapirim, this is all the Gemara. In Yom Kippur itself, he ate something, he had sufa kabayle, did something, he's a sufa kabayle. Sufa if he ate kaysevis, I suppose, or sufa meluch, whatever it was. Afilim chashaycha put, shukala yom mechapur. The Yom Kippur takes away the problem which Oshom Tuli has to solve. In other words, if somebody did mamash and avera, it's chayav achatos, Yom Kippur doesn't take it away. But if somebody is chayav Oshom Tuli, and he hasn't brought the Oshom Tuli before Yom Kippur patters him from the Oshom Tuli. It's as if he brought the Oshom Tuli. So you see, Yom Kippur got a koyach, as if Oshom Tuli is only pending. Oshom Tuli is there to keep away the Yassirian, but when he finds out that he really brought eight chaylev, if he did, then he has to bring a chatos, even though he's already brought the Oshom Tuli, normally. Somebody brings the Oshom Tuli and realizes afterwards he finds out it was Chaylev, he brings a Chatos. The Oshom Tuli is not Mechapa, Oshom Tuli is only Toilah. So what the Oshom Tuli achieves, Yom Kippur can also achieve. You never need the Oshom Tuli after Yom Kippur. More Krisis Yod Ches, there's two Pshut, Eked Omer, Omer Le'erova Bachul Nabai. Ma'i Li'uach Ochal Kazayis Chaylev Shachas B'Yom Kippur. If somebody ate one Kazayis Chaylev, Shachas Yom Kippur, now he's not Chayev as Yom Kippur, it's only Kazayis. For Yom Kippur you have to have a kisevus, which is more. But his chayav was chaylev. B'shoigiv. A kizai is chaylev b'mincha. So they were all done in one shoigiv. Had it not been Yom Kippur, there'd be one chatus for both. But now, maybe there should be two chatzilus. Why? Ezuk tazoi. After the first chatzilus, if he would have found out, after the first chalev, if he would have found out that he's a sufik v'yet chalev, he would be chayev oshem tuli, theoretically. But Yom Kippur would be mechap on the oshem tuli. So this yediyah would be mechap. Afterwards, if he eats another one, it's not mitzalef, because the oshem tuli, which is mafsik, between the first and the second, this yediyah sufik, which is oshem tuli, which is perfect, the same thing, and Yom Kippur, which is the same thing, is mafsik between the two. So if so, he should not have to bring one chatas, he should have to bring two. Because the hefsek ben time, which has got the same din as the Ushum Tuli, Yom Kippur, which is like the Ushum Tuli, should separate between the first chedev and the zweite.
This was part of chedev.
Yeah, but he didn't have a yediyah ben time. He didn't have a yediyah ben time. Yeah. But had he had a yediyah sufik ben time, That would be mechayev oshem tuli, and then if he eats another one afterwards, it's not mitzaref. So here the Yom Kippur, had he bought oshem tuli, here Yom Kippur is like bringing oshem tuli. So that should be mechalek between the first and the second one. You know, Chabad Olushin. If not, Mo'min Leilu Vayi Bachlum Rabayim. Ma'i Loch El Kizayis Chelef Shachet V'Yom Kippurim. El Kizayis Chelef V'Yom Kippurim. Huchan Amad Mechayev Shtei Chatuz. Because the Yom Kippur, the time, is equivalent to oshem tuli. In other words, if he did find out, it must be talking. He did find out that he had a sufik. He had a sufik. He found out that he had a sufik. He found out that he had a sufik. Yes, he found out that he had a sufik, and so he's chayav oshem tuli, and Yom Kippur achieves the oshem tuli, and then he eats another one.
Also sufik.
And now he found out that both are true. After the second one, he realizes both are chayav. So now he looks back. I've eaten two because I some chayav, which normally there would be mitzvah to. It was all with one hair.
If he had the idea sofik in the middle, then there wouldn't be the star. You said.
The Gemara's got two shifts in that.
Okay.
So, before I left out the previous Gemara before that.
Sorry.
The previous, no, you're right. Actually, that's me. The previous Gemara talks about this. There was the idea sofik in the middle, but afterwards, he has the idea svada and galut. The idea sofik is not mechalit, but happy brought to Oshem Tuli, it's mechalit. So Yom Kippur is like being the Oshem Tuli. Who says that every hour of Yom Kippur is Mechapa? He only had a part of Yom Kippur between the two. He didn't have the whole Yom Kippur. Who says every part is Mechapa? Maybe it's only Mechapa at the end of the day. Tanya. So here you've got a braisa which says Kol Hayom Mechapa. So you see, in here you've already got a few to do them. The Habermin is that maybe every hour is Mechaper. Then he brings a Braise, Shekol HaYoy Mechaper. Now there's another Braise, Vuv, the Sefta. Choyim Besue, we know there's a Sue, which is Mechaper Sue Lazuze, which is Mechaper all of Avaydus. And by the way, you can jump to Sifi, the other very important Rambam. Rambam El Chashiva. Sue Ramesh Kalayach. Mechaper al kol avayis shebatoyra. It's mechaper al all avayis hakalos vachamiros. Some are called kalos compared to the chamiros. Chamiros are chayv krisis, and kalos are chayv labim. The soul mishalech mechaper on all chayv labim. A person eats all year. Chumulus on the fryer. He's careful not to eat chaylev. He only eats nevela, bad enough. And over all the labim of the toyra, not kurus. When it comes the soul mishalech, he gets kapura. Now look at this. This is not according to Rebbe, even according to Rabbon, according to us. Without Chiva. Look at this. Bein she'ova bezudoin, bein she'ova beshkuga, bein she'hoidele, bein she'lehoidele, with Chiva. Hakam maschner, v'chumers. Hakam maschapa b'shoa meshleach v'yishu as a Chiva. Because he's talking about chumers also, he's talking about chayv kris also. Chel Shabbos, eating on chumers and Pesach. So for that you need Chiva. But for the love itself, you don't achieve. Aber lem lo yus achieve. Eino so mechapa la ele la kalis. In mine, a kalis mein achamiris. Achamiris in achayim mis bezdin. Shvi yishon and so on. And kalis is lo yisheset. So the Rambam says, Amoy de gazach. A person, he eats bemazed all year round. He's careful from kuris. He's a lamdan. He doesn't do kuris. He doesn't do mis bezdin. But he's over lab. He eats nevela, chaza. All year round, bemazed. He doesn't do tshiva. That's not a kun to Rebbe. Rebbe says Yom Kippur stam mechapa. But this is a kun to us. How much we're missing the Tzua Meshalayach for, hopefully not for us, but for those people who do bemazed. And for us also, b'shoigiv, without tshiva, the Tzua Meshalayach is a very powerful thing. Coming back to Ois Vuv. The Tzua Meshalayach has got something which is stronger than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has got something which is stronger than Tzua Meshalayach. Choyme b'suah, sh'asuah miyad. As soon as you bring the suah, whatever time it is, at 9 o'clock in the morning, whatever, they brought the suah, already had kapura. So the person died afterwards, he's had kapura. V'yom kippur im chashaycha, the braises should be finished, yom kippur im chashaycha. So you've got various shittas, you've got gemuras, you've got braises. The Ramban, referring to the gemura, which says, how is it shaykh kun to Rabbeinu HaKodesh, kuras in yom kippur, yom kippur is mechapa every minute, kun to the gemuras shaykh, Tuna, the answer to this question is Choyme Besue, and Yom Kippur is only Mechape im Chashaycha. So if the person ate in Yom Kippur, he's Chayef Kuras if he doesn't survive Chashaycha. If he eats in Yom Kippur in the morning and he dies in the afternoon, he'll have Kuras. If he will survive Ne'ila Chashaycha, then he won't have Kuras. Ramban learns that this is a Teretz Lugmos Kasha. Again, Hukhasin, Tuna, Choyme Besue. That Yom Kippur is mechapim chashaycha, shasur mechapim yad Yom Kippur mechashaycha. Iperik achrin. This is the second answer. We had before one answer. How according to Rabbeinu HaKodesh shayach kuras in Yom Kippur, where he choked in the middle of eating, or he ate the last minute. So the Ramban, the Gemara wants to give another answer. According to the Braisa, who says that the kapura doesn't happen every minute, it only happens at the last minute of Yom Kippur. If so, there's no problem. He's eaten Yom Kippur, he's chayef kuras. If he doesn't survive, it's only either. It's the second answer. You don't have to give your answer. We don't need these answers. So you've got various shittas here. It's a bit of Nagaya Halucha L'Masa. We'll soon see how Nagaya Halucha L'Masa. Ches. This is a Raman carries on. Bishalmi mashmuhucha, the Amaruah fligabal. When the Yerushalmi, it seems to be machloikas Amaruah min Yerushalmi, when the Kapura of Yom Kippur is. And as we said before, it's Nagaya, the very unusual shal of somebody being Makadish Ish in the middle of Yom Kippur, Amosha, and it's Adi Gomer, and it's Arusha. So most probably that doesn't happen very often, that's a shal. But we'll soon see it's Nagaya asks when Yom Kippur is Machapur. Chas v'shulam, if somebody dies in the middle of Yom Kippur, it's Nagaya, has a Kapura or not? That's also not Nagaya asks by itself. But it's Nagaya asks Abyssal. Soon see how. So Machlot Samurua, the Kusin Husam, Rabbi Zairu Omar, Kol Shehi, Perish, Kol Shur Machapur. Every hour of Yom Kippur is Machapur. Rabbi Chanin Omar Besoif. So we've got a Machlot Samurua, when Yom Kippur is Machapur. My Benayin, what's the next minute? Mes Miyat, Klein Bebay Beyoim, if he died in the middle of the day, Adat, Rabbi Zairu Kippur Miyat, he's had his Kapura before he died. Miyad with Mitzusay. As soon as Yom Kippur starts, every minute is Machapur. But because he has to wait till the end. As we said, this braisa, the chayim b'suah, the braisa says that the suah has to have suah has preference, which is gives a kapura immediately. Yom Kippur is the end of the day. The Pnei Moshe says that even the kuntur Rab Zayda, who says every minute b'chapa abyssal, of the gemar sof kot sof means the end of the day. What exactly that means, I don't know, but he says the gemar. And therefore he says, to be a tzaddik gomer, he says, you have to have the whole. Even if you say, even every part of your kippah is mechapa, but the tzaddik gomer is finished till the end of the day. Now, what's this Nagaya asks, is this Nagaya Zay? In Yid, you got here. The Gemara says, Tuna Bonan, mitzvah's vidi. Now, we know that your kippah has to have vidi. Vidi is from the main mitzvah sayyim. We say 10 times, we say vidi, we have to say it with kabunah, because mitzvah, that's mamish, the mitzvah sayyim, the mitzvah, the rise of Shiva is to say, chutusi, chutusi, chutusi. So no, mitzvahs vidi, el yom kippur yom chashaycha, el yom kippur, we say it in mincha el yom kippur, and Shitz Rabban, as many hold the shit that, again, before night, before Kol Nidra, one should say it again, those who say it for Lazaka will find it there, others say it for Chalein, Akhpun, before yom kippur, Aval om lichachumim, Yisvada koidim shiach liyishta, that's why we do it in mincha, because Shemet tur da'at b'sida, maybe through the sida, he'll be in a matzah, not to say vidi afterwards, so, before Mincha we say Vidi. Even though we say vidi, or said vidi once, nisvadel achas sheyach v'yishta, the Farish afterwards, shem yod varach kula besida, maybe did something wrong at the seder. Va'av ha'pish yisvada alves, yisvada shachvis, in the morning, b'shachvis. Shachvis yisvada minisif, yisvada yisvada mincha, mincha and nila. We keep on saying vidi all the time. Now, if you say that the kapura happens at the first minute of the day, it's too late to say vidi afterwards. You need the vidi for the kapura yom kippur. If it happens the last minute of the day, why are you saying so many times vidi? Just say it towards the end. If it's happening all the time, so you want to keep on saying it, in case, let's say, first of all, you want to have kapura as soon as possible. So you say in shachris, that already wiped off your abayis. In case between shachris and misif, you did something wrong, so the misif will wipe it off. But if it's only wipe off at the end of the day, what's the point of saying it so early? And if it wipes at the beginning of the day, why do you keep on saying it? So we seem to be going to the shitta that every minute of the day is the kapura. Abunim yom kippur zatuk fin kapura zavoynis, agavalti gatuk, sagoysi chesed, and sefer chinuch. He said a person should think, the most of the year, with the best will of the world, we aren't perfect. None of us are perfect, and some of us even less than perfect. And if this would carry on year after year, would accumulate more and more, it would become impossible. The Ayyub should give us a matuna toiva once a year, so it's my shiva, for the year we have sekurav, that we wipes off our virus and we're clean, because hopefully, next year we won't do this with our virus again, but at least it doesn't accumulate. I have a story which happened to me, which I really realized, this is Mamish, somebody gave me a lift from Goldstein to Hendon. As we were approaching, the lights was green. I sensed, I'm not a driver, but I could sense his feeling of anxiousness. Will I get through the lights or not? His mother turned red. I could feel how nervous he was. If he wasn't nervous enough, a boy jumps up from the side with a big bucket, with a schmatter, with this, and he wants to wash the windscreen. And he quickly turns down the window. The boy doesn't ask much. And he gets a spritz, the whole windscreen from one end to the other with soap all over. I raise up there, now it's going to turn green, I'll be stuck with all the soap here. Who knows if I manage to get through, he'll wash it off in time. But the boy was very fast, very quickly, before it was green, before it turned green. And then he said, Pele Panazach, I've had this more than once. They come with soap and water, and after all this, as dirty as it was before. And I said to him, you know, you give me a whole drusha. In Mebishtait, Shiva Yisrael Ava Shemalakeh. We have a 10-day session at Shiva. We have 2 days left. Today and tomorrow, and you're here for 3 days left. Shiva Yisrael, add chaparan quickly whilst you've got Hashem Elokecha with you. After chaparan, there's now 3 days left. This is Nenira. It all goes back. Of course, Rabbi Yishim is with us all year round, but it's not the same. It's not as close to us as it is now. The closest that you have in these 10 days are very special closeness. In Megala Mikesh state, that Bilam, when he wanted to curse the Yidden, he couldn't. There wasn't a reg of Zam, it was a Seres Mechiva. Those 10 days is no reg of Zam. Gvaltiga, Zman from Gvaltiga, Rachma v'chasudim. And we have to chapara. So Shiva Yisrael Ad, don't let it go through. All year round, we drive around, and dirt accumulates on our windscreens. We see it a bit. We'd like to wash it off. We haven't got the time, we haven't got the patience. We're rushing here, we're rushing there. Next week I'll do it. Sunday I'll do it too. I mean, as it is, it keeps on pushing off and gets dirty and dirty and dirty. Till the rebellion gets a stop, we get a red light. So it's my chief, here we are, we have to wash it off. And we have to wash it off, and then we say, hey, who knows who will manage within the 10 days? The lights will turn green again, after an year, it's gone. So, now, Baruch Hashem, I was told, says my chief, Shabbos Shiva, where the water goes with it, and it's all washed in this. But it could well be with all the water and the soap, were as dirty as before. You know why? My mother, Leah Shul, used to say, call it, I don't know if it's a known expression. When you wash them, you have to use elbow grease. If you don't push a bit, just spritzing the soap and water doesn't come off. You have to, we have a Seis Mechiva, we have all the skillets of Shtir Shaifa and Shabbos Shiva and Yashim Yom Kippur, all that goes with it, but it needs a bit of elbow grease to achieve it, should become clean, otherwise, Chas V'Shulam, it can be as dirty as before. I think that what I saw in a mushel, I didn't make a mushel. I saw the mushel, but I saw this mushel, perhaps because I'm not a driver, that's I saw it in a different way than others. I'll just leave you with a brucha, which occurred to me this year. The minig in Chom Sofer and Talmidov was the Leila Shoshuna between Yom Chamarev, Rosh says the drusha. They would always start the drusha, the first moments of Rosh Hashanah, Leman, Yirbi, Yameichem, Yamei, Veneichem. The Talmidim Chum say, it's well known, the order of Rushes of Rashula starts off with Leman, Yirbi, Yameichem. That's the Brucha, the Tfilah, Leman, Yirbi, Yameichem, in New Year, we should have Arich Tzium. So it occurred to me, especially about this Brucha, the Gemara says, on Rosh Hashanah, one should make simunim. Honey, the sweet things, and the various foods, Rosh Hakevas, and so on and so on. Because Rosh Hashanah is the moyach of the year. The memches, 48 hours of Rosh Hashanah, the moyach, and that's the whole year. L'duvad Hashem Oili, this shines throughout the year. The Gemara called Rosh Hashanah, till Yom Kippur is called Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Oim Adudam Rosh Hashanah, for Kal Nidre, and the Ramah says that all these days are called Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year. So these days, what we do with the simonim are for all year round. The Mrs. Fulham explained that the honey itself, the Volt Gazach, but there's something more to it. If you want to have a sweet year, it's very important that we ourselves, on Rosh Hashanah, should always be sweet. One should be very careful these days not to have any cars, anger, or excitement, because these days are shining into the whole year. These 10 days give us the koyach for the whole year. So, not just the bread and the apples will be sweet. We have to be sweet also. Especially child disease. This is a simon for the whole year. The Gemara brings Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. Somebody told him, people came from Bovel, Eretz Yisrael, told him that Alti Yidin dot Arichas Yom. The Arichas Yom in Bovel, how is it possible? The Torah said, the man Yibi Yemeichem 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 how is it possible? So he was wondering, Tumba, he was wondering. Till they told him they have a gemalti geschis, the Yidin and Buvel, they get up early, smedrish, makadma, machashva, they spend many hours a day in the smedrish. They say, oh, they have such a great geschis. So even though it's not al adoma, in the geschis of that, this is an exception to the rule. The rule is it has to be al adoma, but they get a special privilege. Mashur says it's not an exception. Mashur explains, because asidin butikinesius, butimadushis, sheikovi beitzro, this beautiful new besmedrish, miyat Hashem, will go to Eretz Yisroel with all of us, to Eretz Yisroel. So it's already now got conditions to Eretz Yisroel. So it's from say in Mashul. From Seifa makes a condition to this, a clause to this, that they only have conditions to Eretz Yisroel if people don't speak in this medish. Otherwise, the Sarah Chitzros gets a shlita. But if you have a medish which you don't speak, goes, got conditions to Eretz Yisroel. And therefore, if they are Makarna Machashim by Kanishta, that they are Kaveh, and main Mukam in this medish, so they are in Eretz Yisroel. So Leman, Yirbi, Yemeich, Ma'aladum, it's not a stira. They are in Eretz Yisrael, they happen to be in Buvel, but Buvel, in Buvel, they've got the Eretz Yisrael embassies there, the Buta Medrush, that's the Azoyuk Mashu. Abazoy, Kenzan, this is the Kavuna of Messiah. Rosh Hashanah, every Yid spends most of his time with his awake in Shul. Some tears, if you want to, most of the hours. Yeah, that's a sim of the whole year. Rosh Hashanah, we in Sheol, this is a simon against you that we are in Eretz Yisroel. We have Kaddish Eretz Yisroel. If we have Kaddish Eretz Yisroel, it's a segula for Arichas Yomim. L'man Yibi Yemeichem Al Adumah. So in the Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, we make this simon, L'man Yibi Yemeichem Al Adumah. I'm sure from the Al-Zechaz and Sri Yichas Yomim, and Agamah Chasim Etoiv.